It's fine. Anyway, good morning, everyone. My name is Daniel. Today I'm going to take a few minutes to tell you a little bit about a JMAP-only client for Android that I've been working on for a while. But first, a few quick notes about myself. I usually work in instant messaging. I'm an XMPP developer. I am on the council of the XMPP Standards Foundation. I develop an XMPP client for Android called Conversations. And yeah, JMAP is a long-term side project of mine. I checked yesterday and I registered the LTT.RS domain in 2017. And I think I've been working on that for like even longer than that. Somewhere on my hard drive, there's an implementation for the pre-RFC JMAP thing that Fastmail wrote. And yeah, these days I develop a aforementioned Java library and the Android client called Letters. So why JMAP? So as someone who's starting from scratch, I think you already got the sales pitch for JMAP. You have a same set of like extensions. You can do send and receive over the same protocol. JSON parsers are readily available. You don't have to do whatever JMAP, whatever IMAP is. On top of that, you don't have to do any MIME parsing. If you ever wrote a MIME parser, you know how much of a relief that is not having to do that. It has built-in push support, so especially if you're like targeting web or like modern mobile phone operating systems, it's good to have like vendor push. And yeah, essentially just see like Ricardo's maybe omitted slides on how bad or like how weird IMAP is, and yeah, you pretty much know why and why I went to JMAP. So a little bit of the architecture, the way Android applications have changed, or how Android applications are developed have changed quite a lot in the last 10 years. Google has released like a set of libraries they call Jetpack that make application development a lot easier, and Letters tries to use a lot of them. For example, there's Room, which is a database abstraction layer, where you basically define how your UI displays the information in the database, and then whenever you write to the database, your UI automatically gets updated, and only like those things that have changed. So the way I implemented is that like my JMAP library has like a generic search backend that's then implemented by Room. We write data to Room, and then like magically our UI gets updated, and we don't have to do anything. And also because like my main job again is like developing conversations. Which by now is like 10 years old and like quite legacy. Letters also acts as a sort of like playground for me to like work with new Android APIs, such as like Material U, which is like the new design language, or predictive stuff like that. So I mean, you already heard that like both IMAP and JMAP are essentially like cache management protocols, and that allows us to have like great offline capabilities in Letters. So like all queries, like whether you view like a certain mailbox, or even if you do a search, those are all cached. So yeah, if you retry a search or redo a search, like when you're offline, you still see like old search results. And then yeah, all user actions are like handled by another Jetpack library called like Work Manager that automatically like retries those actions when the user comes back online. Yeah, while the app is in the foreground, we use like WebSockets and Event Source to like listen for server-side changes and refresh the UI. And we also like when the app is in the background, we have like a fully open-source like web push implementation. Like we don't actually use like the Play Services library, but like we talk directly like via open source code to the Firebase or the Google Play Services to retrieve a web push URL. You can actually like trick Firebase into like giving you like a web push URL instead of like doing the application server thing that you might be familiar with from other Android apps. But that requires like VAPID, like a voluntary application server identification, which JMAP currently does not support. And I'm in the process of like writing an RFC for that. And yeah, because we have like native web push, we can also hook in other push implementations that are not bound by Google, for example, like Unified Push. And the way that works is, for example, that the JMap server can tell my XMPP server to tell conversations to wake up letters, and then like Google is not involved at all, and I can like self-host every part of that. We also have like native and enabled by default AutoCrypt support. No plugin required, it just works. You see a lock icon on your compose screen if the other party supports it too. During account setup, we ask for like key import. If we've previously used setup messages, just refer to like the AutoCrypt spec on like how that works. But server devs, please allow us to search for arbitrary email headers because we need that to discover the setup message. That's it. Thank you for your attention. You will find the code of the JMap library on Codeberg, the Android client. If you want, follow me on Mastodon. I'm Daniel at gulch.social. The source code for my slides is also online. Yeah, thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. Any conversation about letters or JMap? Come on.
So you said there's no need for a MIME parser. Is there really never any reason to have a MIME parser yourself?
Yeah, I didn't want to put that on the slides, but like as soon as you do like PGP encryption, you do have to do a MIME parsing, and that's what it was. Oh, damn, now I have to like deal with MIME parsing. But the MIME that is in most PGP messages that I encountered is like a lot saner than like what you might encounter like on wild email servers. So yeah, that's a relief.
All right. Any further question? There's one.
For the guy of the post, I want to know, you can receive the notification from all the JMap server.
Yes. Yeah. So JMap has built in web push support, which is like an RFC as well, and then yeah, you can either speak web push towards like Google and let Google relay your messages or use unified push. And you best go to like unifiedpush.org if you want to learn more about the self-hosted version of unified push, because that's like too complicated of a topic to like have in a 5 minute Q&A session.
Right. Any further question? Otherwise, thanks again to Daniel.
Yeah, thank you.